Welcome to 101.5 FM Studio Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District. Now, you're monitoring and advising on the situation with the pandemic and the relaxation of conditions as well. What's the latest?
As of Tuesday morning, Queensland has had a total of 1,066 COVID-19 cases, with three active cases across the state. The Metro North Health Service has zero current cases. We have seen recently in Victoria the impact of community transmission and its concerning results, with spikes across that state. This has put the population at significant risk. As a result of this, the Queensland Health Officer has declared large areas of Victoria as hotspots. This means that any person visiting these areas and then returning to Queensland must self-isolate for up to 14 days upon their return. It is easy to become complacent as COVID-19 has been going for some time. But in light of what's happened in Victoria, we all need to keep following the basic health recommendations around social gatherings and in particular when meeting friends and relatives. At the beginning of the pandemic response, we were advised to change the way we greeted each other and avoid close contact. This needs to be reinforced. Please avoid handshakes, hugs, and kisses when greeting people. With the cold weather hitting us, it is time for those who have not had the flu shot to give this serious consideration and perhaps talk to your local doctor about it. If you are unwell, please stay at home, limit your contacts, and if you're experiencing symptoms of fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose, or fatigue, regardless of how mild, please get tested. For testing, you can contact 13 Health, which is 13432584. Speak to your local general practitioner. It is best to call ahead and advise the clinic of your symptoms so they can prepare and provide advice on the procedures that were implemented, or you can visit one of the specialist fever clinics. For more details, please look at health.qld.gov.au. Every week I encourage people to give serious consideration to downloading the COVID Safe app. This app is designed to support the contact tracing process. Contact tracing is important to limit community transmission and also save lives. Queensland continues to move towards further relaxations of restrictions, but we need to remember what we can do, especially as we move towards school holidays. The following COVID restrictions currently exist. Gatherings of up to 20 people at home, in public spaces, parks, beaches and skate parks. Businesses have reopened with restricted patronage and social distancing requirements. These include gyms, health clubs, yoga studios, community sports clubs, tourism experiences, museums, art galleries, amusement parks and zoos, as well as concert venues, theatres, stadiums, tanning and tattoo parlours and spas, excluding those places that offer water-based spa activities. As Queenslanders, we can travel around the state freely and stay overnight, except in some restricted areas. We can have 20 guests at a wedding and up to 100 mourners at a funeral. For further information on COVID-19, please check the website at covid19.qld.gov.au. As I have said many times before, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Please don't become complacent. The life you may save may be someone you don't even know.
As always, we do appreciate and thank you, Superintendent John Hallam of Moreton Police District, for keeping our community connected on 101.5 FM.